today on Rocking the Suburbs.
I went to the grocery store to buy some cheese. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster, and on behalf of Jim Lenahan, I want to welcome you to today's episode. We're going to take a little bit of a dive into today in music history. If you're listening to this episode on the day it's published, it's December 4th. And on December 4th, 1971, a very interesting incident occurred in the history of music that led to the creation of a very famous song. And I wanted to talk about this, number one, because it was happening on this day, and I found it to be interesting. And the reason I found it to be so interesting was I just happened to be talking to somebody, believe it or not, about a week ago about this song. So when I read that today was the day, I felt like I had to share this all with the listenership and put my little anecdote in there, too. So I've cobbled together the story. The story is about a fire that engulfed the Montreux Casino in the year 1971 on December 4th. And I've put together this story from three sources. One, an article that was in Louder magazine. Two, the source of all human knowledge. And three, excerpts from a book by the author Stephen Tow, or Tow, T-O-W. And the book is entitled London Reign Over Me, How England's Capital Built Classic Rock. So, the year's 1971. It's December 4th, Montreux, Switzerland. And a concert with Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention was held in the Montreux Casino's theater. This was the theater's final concert before the casino complex closed down for its annual winter renovations, which would allow the rock band Deep Purple to record their next album there. At the beginning of Don Preston's synthesizer solo on the Zappa song King Kong, the place suddenly caught fire when somebody in the audience fired a flare gun towards the rattan-covered ceiling. As mentioned in the line from the song, "Smoke on the water, some stupid with a flare gun." Although there were no major injuries, the resulting fire destroyed the entire casino complex, along with all the mother's equipment. The Smoke on the Water that became the title of the song, credited to bassist Roger Glover, who related how the title occurred to him when he woke from a dream a few days later, referred to the smoke from the fire spreading over Lake Geneva from the burning casino as the members of Deep Purple watched from their hotel. Glover said that, quote, "It was probably the biggest fire I'd ever seen up to that point and probably ever seen in my life. It was a huge building. I remember there was very little panic getting out because it didn't seem like much of a fire at first. But when it caught, it went up like a fireworks display." The Funky Claude running in and out mentioned in the song refers to Claude Nobbs, the director of the Montreux Jazz Festival, who helped some of the audience escape the fire. Swiss police named Zdeněk Spicka, a Czechoslovak refugee living in Epalinges, as a subject in the case, but he fled Switzerland shortly after. The casino itself was rebuilt, and the venue reopened in 1975. During that time, the Montreux Jazz Festival was held in other auditoriums in Montreux. Now, the band at the time, Deep Purple, was Ritchie Blackmore on guitars, Ian Gillan on lead and backing vocals, Roger Glover on bass guitar, John Lord on Hammond organ, and Ian Pace on drums. Ritchie Blackmore came up with the classic riff from Smoke on the Water. He said, quote, "I thought I'd play Beethoven's Fifth Symphony backwards, put something to it," he stated in a 2007 interview. "That's how I came up with it. It's an interpretation of inversion. You turn it back and play it back and forth. It's actually Beethoven's Fifth, so I owe him a lot of money." Thank you.
may have been a joke given Blackmore's sense of humor, but one thing isn't. He wrote the riff in fourths, which is a medieval style of writing. He had played around with that type of writing a few years before, stumbling upon what would become the iconic riff of Smoke on the Water. Now, I was talking to someone who is a classical guitarist, as I said last week, and I was just sort of asking him a few questions about classical guitar, and we were just having a general chat about music, and I was telling him a little bit about the fact that I do a podcast and we're kind of rock and roll based. And he said to me, "Did you know that the riff from Smoke on the Water is really a Beethoven riff backwards?" I said, "No, I'd never heard that before." Well, now I'm learning. To continue the story, the manager of the Montrose Jazz Festival, who we mentioned earlier, Claude Knobs, found another theater for Deep Purple to set up in the town of Montreux. And they had already rented the Rolling Stones mobile unit. So they had that there. The band set up on the stage of this small theater, ran the cables out to the Stones mobile studio, and recording began in the afternoon. The band took a break for dinner and returned to the studio around 9 or 10 p.m. "We started jamming a bit," said Glover, "and Richie just started this riff. I don't know if he had the riff beforehand or whether he made it up on the spot, but it was kind of a mid-tempo, plotty kind of riff. It came together fairly quickly. Well, this is a verse. We need a chorus. How about this? How about that? Let's do a solo." And by the time we started recording it, it was about midnight. We were doing the first take of the song. Well, it wasn't a song yet. It was just a jam with kind of a rough arrangement to it. And what we didn't know is that the police were trying to break in and stop us because we were keeping the whole town awake with the noise. Montrose was then a very sleepy town, populated mostly by old ladies who had tea in the afternoon, close quote. So now the band was faced with finding another place to record in the small resort town of Montreux. There weren't many options, and it took a few days to find a space. We came across the Grand Hotel, Glover recalled, which was then closed for the winter. A cold sort of place. I mean, it was freezing cold. "We arranged to have a carpenter put a couple of walls up. We threw some mattresses against the windows, bought a couple of industrial heaters to heat the place before we arrived there during the day. And basically, that was it. We recorded there. We did Highway Star and Lazy and Pictures of Home and all those. And we finished all those, and we were still short of a song. Well, what about that one jam we did at that other place? Yeah, okay, well, what are we going to do with it? Let's write a song about the adventure of actually coming to try and record and the place burning down and ending up doing it in a hotel in a corridor. Let's write an autobiographical song." And Ian and I sat down and we listened to the song. We said, "Right, well, let's write some lyrics." And we wrote them quite conversationally. "I came up with a title a day or two after the fire," Glover recalled. "I said it was half asleep and I was just waking up. I realized I just said something out loud in the hotel room to no one. There was no one there, just me. And I thought, did I just say something out loud? What was it? Smoke on the Water." We never thought for a minute it was going to have the kind of future it had, adds Glover. "We didn't think that much of it. We thought mid-tempo, slightly boring. We put all our efforts into another song on the album called Never Before. We thought that was going to be the hit single. But it wasn't us that chose Smoke on the Water. At first it was some DJs, then the public at large turned it into the song it's become. Now, listening to it, it's obvious. The riff is so simple and yet so different to anything else. And I know, Richie himself has said, it's like Beethoven in a way. Beethoven's Fifth. The intro riff has also been described as very similar to the intro of the bossa nova song Maria Moita, composed by Carlos Lyra and Vinicius de Moraes in 1964, appearing in Lyra's album Pobre Menarica, and also recorded the same year by Nera Leal for her first album Nera.
Nasci lá na Bahia de Mucama, confeitor. Meu pai dormia em cama, minha mãe no pisador. Meu pai só dizia assim, venha cá. Minha mãe dizia assim, sem falar. Mulher que fala muito, perde logo seu amor.
Mulher que fala muito.
Deus fez primeiro o homem, a mulher nasceu depois. Por isso é que a mulher trabalha sempre pelos dois. Homem acaba de chegar, tá com fome, e a mulher tem que olhar pelo homem e é deitada em pé. Mulher tem é que trabalhar.
Glover concludes, what Beethoven does with just a very few notes, that riff does with a very few notes too. But it's got a hint of Eastern mysticism in it. Just the semitone lift. Instantly recognizable, yet not like nothing else. In retrospect, Smoke on the Water is pretty hilarious. It's like writing a song about any mundane daily activity. I went to the grocery store to buy some cheese. But in this case, it turned into an all-time classic. And there you have it, folks. That's the story of December 4th, 1971, a fire that led to the writing of Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple. And who doesn't have that song tattooed in the back of your brain? Well, you're going to hear it once more now for a little bit. We're going to play out with it. And with that, enjoy, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow. It's an interpretation of inversion.